John.
Yes, Joanne.
I was talking to Bob and mentioning the Romney thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's sort of what you would expect, you know, he'd sort of leak out stuff and so forth. But I think the best way to handle him is just to be very much above it and not to get involved in it,
right.
You know, and who did what to whom and all that sort of thing.
Right.
Mainly not to make that much out of it. Just no comment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
I agree with that.
And then also, but I do think this, I think with Van Dusen, I would quickly develop a very close individual relationship with him.
Right.
He's an intelligent man. He's probably awfully, I mean, privately quite distressed at the way he's, you know. I mean, he's probably would be delighted to get out from another Romney.
I think that's right.
And so I just develop it that way.
Good.
With Romney, I would just act as if nothing. Now, the only thing I was thinking in view of the way he's popping off, you know, and so forth, do you think you should tell him about the Van Dusen thing, or how should it be done?
Well, we do.
I have no desire to.
We can let Van Dusen tell him.
Yeah. Well, that'd be pretty good that Van Dusen. Well, who's Van Dusen? Tell him. Told him. Offered it. Maybe I have to tell Van Dusen.
Yeah, I think that might be a good idea.
But let me see. Does that irritate him more?
No.
No. There's an implication that he favored Van Dusen, I suppose, isn't there?
I think so. I think that's a reasonable assumption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think if you were to call Van Dusen today and have a very brief conversation with him, that would top anything that I said. And
where is he?
He's up in Duluth.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he is already prepared for it, isn't he?
Right.
And I could just tell him that. Then how I tell him to handle it with Romney is so that he can. I just said that he's going to leave. And
just let nature take its course. I think he'll tell Romney when he gets...
We're going to leave, and I suppose I should... I think the problem of not telling Romney is one. And I don't want to have another talk with him. That's my problem.
Sure.
Let me think. You know what I mean? It's just because he might change his mind.
Right.
You know, you never know about these things. He'd probably be surprised that we so didn't beg him to stay on. But I didn't.
Well, I can call him in the ordinary course of business. Cap's got to call him on Monday. He'd be talking to him.
Well,
one of us can.
Well,
you think it'd be better if I didn't?
No. I'm asking you. I mean, I don't want you to put you in a spot.
Oh, that's no problem.
Well, in view of the fact that he's, you know, that he's sort of said he had prompted. Well, you know, I think it's just as well. You could just call him and say that we've President felt that for continuity's purpose. I don't know that I need to. Maybe we ought to raise the Van Dusen thing to my level at this point.
Okay.
Let me put it this way. Unless you think it's gonna mean a lot, I don't mind calling.
It's not necessary in order to get him.
Yeah.
He's aboard.
Yeah. I'd simply say that we. I what I meant is that how Romney's always saying, well, everybody ought to call him, then
mm-hmm.
he tells them and all
mm-hmm.
that. See what I mean?
We won't do that this time.
That's what I meant. Yeah. I just sort of felt that it looked like, well, why didn't we have him tell them?
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about that. So why don't we just do it this way, that you just say that, let's leave it, that's the way it's going
to
be.
I'm trying to engineer a different letter of resignation. I talked it over with Van Dusen. Because the first part of the letter he sent you was very, very self-serving and indicated that you're indifferent and so on and so forth.
Yeah, well, I told him it had to be a different one.
Good.
No, no, I told him. I says I wanted to write a different one.
All right.
And one in which he said that he had completed that, where he brags about what he's done.
Good.
Housing is good and so forth and so
great.
On. Oh, no, that's the way it should be.
All right.
That I feel that I can serve in a private capacity. I support your re-election.
Doubt
must be in it and so forth and so on.
Good.
And where he doesn't put any of the whining around it.
Good.
Nothing, none of the whining could be in, or I'm not going to step in today.
Well, we just have no comment on the rest of this stuff. And, I'll tell him, I think I'll talk to him today and tell him it's an unfortunate story and that I won't have any comment on it.
Well, I get an hassle with him.
No, I don't think I will. I wouldn't intend to.
No, what I meant is, an unfortunate story, I mean, all that's it. I think maybe just tell him that, why don't you tell him today that the president felt that the best way to have to handle this thing was, since Van Dusen had been loyal and since the president knew he would be, that he was Romney's choice, just put it that way.
Yeah.
knew he was Romney's choice, because Romney did say, I was thinking of waiting. He threw one little thing in the conversation until Van Dusen got back.
Mm-hmm.
So his president assumed, naturally, that it was your choice, that he's going to ask Van Dusen to take on as mm-hmm. the secretary.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say that it's acting or anything.
Mm-hmm.
We all right. Got out.
All right.
And that we thought he'd be pleased to know that.
All right.
And
good enough.
And that Van Dusen. And you could, he'd say, well, have you offered it to him and so forth? And then I could say, well, we've implied that, let's see, or what do you want
to say? Explored it. How about just saying
explored? Yeah, it's explored, and he's indicated that he would be open to it for the balance of the year only,
mm-hmm.
and that we would appreciate it if he, Romney, when he discussed it with Van Dusen, would put his blessing on it.
Mm-hmm.
How would that be?
Fine.
That gets at it in a subtle way.
Fine.
Okay.
Very good.
Okay. What else is new in your...
Well, not a whole lot. Got through the Kimmelman file last night.
Nothing in it I suppose
and,
you can use, huh?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. There may be an awful lot of McGovern's people were involved in this Virgin Islands scandal.
Were they?
And it's Udall and a fellow named Halpern and Kimmelman and... Kimmelman's father-in-law, a fellow named Kessel.
I've got a scandal.
Well, it's a deal where Stuart Udall, several months before he left as Secretary of the Interior, formed a partnership with these people, and one of them was given a $550,000 contract to do some work in the Virgin Islands.
Well, I've got a good idea. Isn't it about time we called on Clark Mullenhoff to do something and give him the whole file?
Well, I think he could make something out of
that. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
And let him go out and say...
One thing I want to cover, I want to talk to Kleindienst about why the Justice Department never prosecuted.
Well, hell.
I mean, while we were in.
Yeah. Well, you know damn well why. I mean,
well,
Mitchell and the rest of
it. But that's an angle, you see, that's available to Mullenhoff, and I want to find out what the answer to that is before
the answer is we didn't want to be political.
Mm-hmm.
But now we want to be political.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't either. I want to check it, and I'll talk to Dick today and see what he says about it.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that occurred to me that I want you to do, I don't really, I don't know, I suppose I've told Haldeman to do it, but I think he's had him. But remember, I've indicated that we should take all of the major McGovern supporters and or financial contributors. I mean, the 50 G's
mm-hmm.
or something
mm-hmm.
like that. And
process them.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And see who they are.
Yeah.
Look, they go after everything from Mulcahy to Rebozo to Bob Opinoff. You know what I mean?
Right.
Every one of ours. Now, my point is, who are McGovern's friends? Who are his major supporters? Are they bad guys, good guys? Now, we've gone, the only thing I think has been done is Jerry Rubin. But there must be others.
Right. That would make a catalog.
That?
No, but it shouldn't be too hard to put a catalog together.
Well,
do it from your donors.
Could you put a very, very smart team of about three guys on it?
Sure.
Say there's nothing more important. Get the major. It isn't just donors. Yeah, donors are important, but maybe he's got a friend who is close to him publicly.
I get you.
And I'd go right down the line.
All right.
Because, you know, everybody has got somebody in there
right.
who's a bad apple.
Right. You know, this is the kind of thing Murray's awfully good at.
All right, that's very good. Why don't you give him that to do? And then he says, I need this file and this file
yep.
and this file.
Yeah.
Give him a couple of young guys to work with him on it.
Yeah.
But I think it's a nice project.
Well, do you think Murray'd be all right for that?
Sure. Provided he doesn't do anything public.
Right.
Obviously,
this would be research.
He'd be a very good one to research it. But then he researches it. But my point is, then how does he use the government? Things, you see, you got to have somebody in government that can.
Well, I can give him a counterpart.
Yeah, you see my point.
Sure.
And
sure.
I could look, say, I want to look over all these people who
mm-hmm.
are the bad ones.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
provided he isn't, I don't want him to be soft on the Jews. That's one problem. But he won't, I don't think.
I don't think Murray will.
But you see, I think you may have some now on the Kimmelman thing or anything like that. Don't overlook Mullenhoff. He'll
right.
take us on, and he'll take the other side on. But we'll just say this file was turned up, and we don't need to say that we suppressed the damn thing. But the file is there. It doesn't. I think the fact it didn't come out doesn't mean much a hell of a lot. I mean, here's a good snooping reporter that finds something on Mr. Kimmelman.
Mm-hmm. 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 Okay. Let me touch base with...
The main thing, it has to come fairly soon.
Right.
Because if it comes after the 1st of October, then it's just a last-minute spare, and then I'll say, why didn't we do it?
Yeah.
But if you would follow through...
Sure.
Put a team, John, on both of these things.
Okay.
I told Holloman, maybe he's... Ask him what he's done on it.
All right.
No,
I will.
I said, I want to know what... I want a list of all their contributors and supporters, and I want some investigations made.
Okay. And I'll ask him.
Run it down. Okay?
Right.
All right.